You're listening to ESL Podcasts English Cafe, number 92. This is English as a Second Language Podcast, English Cafe, episode 92. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Be sure to visit our website at eslpod.com and download a learning guide for this episode. While you're there, you can also take a look at our ESL podcast store, which has some additional courses that you may be interested in. In this cafe, we are going to talk about the 4th of July, since this episode is originally being released on the 4th of July. We'll talk about the preamble to our Constitution in the United States, what that is. We're going to talk a little bit about something that most Americans of my generation know about, something called Schoolhouse Rock, and why that's related to the 4th of July. And as always, we'll answer a few of your questions. Let's get started. The 4th of July, you may know, is Independence Day in the United States. It's a national holiday. Most people do not have to work today, and all of the government offices are closed. The 4th of July is a celebration of our independence from the country of England. For more information on the 4th of July, listen to last year's program about the 4th of July, Cafe number 39, which you can find on our website. This year I'd like to talk about the U.S. Constitution. Now, the U.S. Constitution was not written until many years after the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence was the document that the original colonists who broke away from or separated from England had written to declare or to announce their separation. The Constitution was written several years later, and the beginning of the Constitution contains something called the preamble. The preamble, P-R-E-A-M-B-L-E, is like an introduction. It is something that goes before the main document. You may recognize pre, P-R-E, to mean something that goes before. And the preamble is the beginning. It goes before the rest of the U.S. Constitution. The preamble is a single sentence, long sentence, which tries to describe why the original founders of the United States, the people who started the United States, were writing this Constitution. A founder, F-O-U-N-D-E-R, is someone who begins an organization or begins a new country. So the founders of the United States wrote this Constitution, this document that described the government and how it would be organized. The U.S. Constitution is considered the highest or most important law in the United States. It was adopted or became official back in 1787 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Philadelphia was our first capital city in the United States. It is one of the oldest written constitutions that is still in effect in the world. When we say something is in effect, EFFECT, we mean that it is still followed. It is still being used as the official law. You can actually see a copy of the U.S. Constitution if you go to Washington, D.C., the original paper, the original Constitution. It is on display in the National Archives. When we say it is on display, D-I-S-P-L-A-Y, we mean you can go and see it. It's like in a museum. The National Archives is the building in Washington, D.C., our present or current capital, where you can find many important historic documents. The preamble to the Constitution is one long sentence, and it contains some difficult information, some difficult vocabulary. Most Americans, especially of my generation, know the preamble, not necessarily because we memorized it in school, but we watched television, and on the television, on Saturday morning, when most kids watch TV, they watch the cartoons, the animated cartoons on Saturday morning. During the Saturday morning cartoons, back when I was a child in the 1960s and 70s, one of the television stations, the American Broadcasting Company, ABC, we call it, had a special series to teach children things about American history and math and social studies, geography, that sort of thing. These were short 2 or 3 minute videos that they would play in between the cartoons with the commercials. These became very well known and very well loved by many people of my age. And one of these short videos was about the preamble to the Constitution. All of these videos had music, so they were like songs. And so many of us memorized, can remember the preamble to the Constitution because we learned it as a song. Kind of a strange way of teaching, but it is something that, as I said, many Americans of my age can remember very well. You can still see some of these Schoolhouse Rock videos on the internet. The name of the videos was Schoolhouse Rock. Schoolhouse, one word, is an old word to describe a small school. Back many years ago, there were many small schools in the rural parts of the United States, the parts away from the city, and many times every child, no matter how old they were, would be in the same room. These were called one-room schoolhouses. The Schoolhouse Rock, like rock music, was an attempt to teach children some basic ideas in a fun way. The preamble, then, was, we would say, set to music. When you set, S-E-T, some words to music, we mean that you have music that goes along with the words, usually as a song. The preamble begins, "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union," in order to form or start a more perfect union, U-N-I-O-N. The word union has a couple of different meanings. Here, it means a group of states that will be part of one country. There is also a union in Great Britain, a union between England and Scotland and Wales. But here we're talking about a union of individual states. So the preamble goes, "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union or a better union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America." Let's talk about some of that more difficult vocabulary. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Justice means that things are going to be fair, that we will have fair and just laws. Notice the verb establish. Here just means to put something in place. That's one of the purposes of the Constitution. Another purpose is to ensure domestic tranquility. To ensure means to make sure. Domestic refers to inside the country. It's the opposite of foreign. Foreign would be outside the country. Domestic, in this case, means inside the country. Tranquility, T-R-A-N-Q-U-I-L-I-T-Y, is similar to peace or calm. So the Constitution is going to ensure domestic tranquility, that there is calm and peace within the country. It will also provide for a common defense, an army and a navy that would defend all of the states. It will promote the general welfare. Welfare, W-E-L-F-A-R-E, is another word that has a couple of different meanings. Here, it means the general health and life of the people who live in the country, that is, in the United States. Welfare nowadays also can refer to help that the government gives poor people. That's sometimes called welfare. But here it just means the good health and good life of the people who live in the country, in the U.S. The Constitution will also secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. To secure is similar to ensure, to make sure, to get the blessings, the good things, of liberty, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y. Liberty is another word for freedom. We have in the United States the Statue of Liberty, given to us by the country of France in the 19th century. You have probably seen pictures of the Statue of Liberty, a woman holding a light, holding what we would call a torch, T-O-R-C-H. Well, in the preamble, we are talking about securing the good things about freedom, or of freedom, of liberty, to ourselves and our posterity. Posterity, posterity, means the people who come after us, our sons and daughters, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and so forth. It is what will come after you. So the writers of the Constitution are saying, we want to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and everyone who comes after us in history, to our posterity. Therefore, the Constitution's preamble continues, we do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. To ordain, O-R-D-A-I-N, is an old, not very common verb, which here means to begin, to start, to approve. We also use this word ordain in a religious sense when we talk about someone becoming a minister, a leader in a church, or a priest in a church. We use the verb to ordain. They are given certain powers. The Constitution is going to be established. To establish, as we said before, means to put into place, to begin. So that's the preamble of the Constitution. Now we're going to hear the song from the original Schoolhouse Rock, which is how I and many other people can remember this long sentence. You can actually hear the original, see the original Schoolhouse Rock if you go to YouTube and just search for Schoolhouse Rock and preamble. I'll also put a link on our website if you go to eslpod.com and click on the name of this cafe, English Cafe number 92. I'll have the web address so that you can find this video. But I also want you to hear the song. And so here, as special musical guest of the podcast, we have Dr. Lucy Say, who's going to sing the song for you. I will also be part of the singing. You will hear me in the background behind Lucy. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Lucy Say. Lucy? Lucy? Oh, wait a minute. She's decided not to sing it. So I guess I will have to sing it myself. Are you ready? We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare at hand, secure the blessings of a liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. For the United States of America. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now, we'll answer a few of your questions. Our first question comes from Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S, in España, in Spain. Carlos wants to know the difference between will and shall. In the United States, we generally use the word will for the future tense, for talking about something that will happen, is going to happen in the future. You don't use or hear the word shall in U.S. English as often. It's much less common. It is usually only used in legal or government documents. In other words, shall is more formal in American English. You'll also see shall used in older books, in older writings. But most people, when they are talking about the future, will say will. So, for example, I will go to the store this afternoon. You would not hear people say, I shall go to the store this afternoon. That would sound too formal. The governor, however, our governor here in California is, as you may know, the Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He might say in an official speech, on this day, I shall declare that the people of California will pay no more taxes. Instead of saying, I will declare or announce, he may say, I shall declare. So it's for more formal English. Joyce,
J-O-Y-C-E,
from I'm not sure where, has a question from our culture note in learning guide number 219 from episode 219 of our regular podcast. In that culture note, we use the verb to come off, two words. To come off means to appear differently than what is intended. In the culture note, we say that when flirting or dating someone in the U.S., it is important to use compliments to show your interest and to make other people feel comfortable about spending time with you. I do this all the time. Compliments can make the other person feel like you are paying attention to them. But don't overdo it or try to do too much. You don't want to come off or appear desperate or like someone who needs or wants something very, very badly. So that was the use of the verb to come off in the learning guide. Another example would be, do you think I'll come off as too eager if I told my boss I'm happy to work longer hours and on the weekends? Do you think I'll come off? Is that how I will appear? Too eager. To be eager means to want to do something very badly, a lot. So to come off means that other people have an opinion of you, think that you are something that you are not trying to be. That would be to come off. There's another expression, come off it, which means stop being silly. Don't try to tell me that. I don't believe you. It would be similar to no way. Come off it. Usually you would say that to someone when you are saying that they should stop doing what they are doing or that you don't believe what they are saying to you. If you believe what we're saying to you, then be sure to come back and listen to our next English Cafe. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Happy Independence Day from ESL Podcast. English as a Second Language Podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2007.